a new creation. Hello, Malcolm here with today's topic, learning to practice the presence of Jesus. This is Quiet Time Coaching, episode 533. It is part 24 and the final part of the series on a new creation. Today, practicing the presence of Jesus. This is how we grow into all we can be, isn't it? We are promised a transformation according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Transformation into Christ by the power of the Spirit. As we follow Jesus, something changes in us day by day. So today we're going to wrap up the series, as I say, with some thoughts on learning to practice the presence of Jesus. I've got several brief points. See what you make of these. Firstly, practicing the presence of Jesus involves experimenting with rhythms and various practices. So have a look back in this series and try some of the ideas we have explored. You might also want to look online for resources about spiritual disciplines. Indeed, there's many such resources on my website and my ebook on spiritual disciplines. You're welcome to it. It has many suggestions. You can get that if you subscribe to my newsletter, malcolmcox.org. In doing so, we might imitate Jesus in various ways. For example, his times of solitude, his rhythms of work, fellowship, and prayer. And as you practice these rhythms and practices, notice what works for you. What makes you, and by that what I mean is what makes you more aware of his presence. And when you see that and experience that, do more of that. Pay close attention to what is happening inside you. A relationship is interactive. Second thing, study Jesus. Kind of obvious, I know, but study him. Stalk him, as one person put it. Put yourself into the stories in the Gospels. Take your time to do that. Go slow in studying Jesus. He'll become more real. Third suggestion, talk to Jesus. Again, rather obvious, but sometimes we can forget to do that in all of our study of him. What we're talking about here is walking with him through the day, engaging him in constant conversation, whatever you're doing, in the house or out and about. Remember, prayer is a conversation more than an event or something we do. Talk things over with Jesus as they occur during your day. And remember always to praise him. Praise him often. Next idea. Speak to friends who kind of get all this. Perhaps you know some people who you can see they practice the presence of Jesus. Well, talk to them. Notice the people that God has put into your life. Learn from them what an interactive relationship with Jesus looks like. You might want to interview them. Wrapping up, we are most formed by what we most love. As Pedro Arrupe, a Jesuit, said, nothing is more practical than finding God, than falling in love in a quite absolute final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, whom you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything. Well said, Pedro. Decide who to love if you want to change and grow. Some reflection questions at the end here. What does walking in the presence of Jesus mean to you? How do you know when this is happening and when it's not? And what is one thing you can do even today to develop more of an awareness of the presence of Jesus? As we conclude the series, take some time to reread 2 Corinthians 3:18 and revel in the promise of the transformation available to you and me because of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Next time, we're going to start a new series, and it's based on my new favorite psalm. That's Psalm 139. More on that next time. Between now and then, I wish you all of God's blessings as you walk with Jesus. Take care and God bless.